nervous. It's been a very long day. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna sit down here in my favorite chair. It's so soft and plush. I take off my shoes, but leave my nylons on. As I stretch my feet, I can still see the little bit of red toenail polish peeping out from underneath the nylon fabric. I cross my legs and sit here, looking at you. Did I mention you're standing there in front of me, in the room? There's a couple candles scattered around for light. Otherwise, it's dark, except for a light just above you, illuminating you. You're fully clothed. You don't have shoes on. And you're not bound. You don't need to be. Because you're a very, very good boy. I lean over and grab the glass of wine off the table next to me. With my free hand, I run my fingers through my scalp, setting my long hair cascading over my shoulder. I inhale the fragrance of the dark ruby red wine, press my lips to the glass, and take a long sip. Licking my lips, wet from my tongue and the wine, I set the glass back down. My red, sticky lipstick leaves a perfect outline of my lips on the otherwise virgin glass. I look back to you. You haven't moved. You're still standing there, still, under the light, like a good pet. I just watch you. Let my eyes roam over your body. I look back to the table, and I have some papers that I need to read, with you still standing there. I ignore you and read what I need to. Cycling through the papers is necessary. Looking at some different things, never taking my eyes off the paper. But you are deadly still. You know not to move. Why? Because you're a very, very good boy. That's right. After a long time, I finished what I needed to do. And I take another sip of my wine. It feels good, filling my mouth, splashing over my tongue, going down my throat. I set down the glass. The room is so quiet, it sounds like a cymbal going off, with the glass touching the table. I look back to you. You still haven't moved. But I notice that there's a peculiarly growing bulge right in your pants. But you haven't touched yourself. You know better. I haven't given you permission yet. And I haven't touched you. So just the idea of my eyes wandering over you that makes you aroused. It's been a very long week. And now it's time for me to play. And you're my favorite pet to play with. I look over your young body. You don't look any older than 18 or 19. I'm old enough to be your mommy. Does that make you hard? Me sitting here looking at you up and down, and you're not allowed to move. Why? Because you're a very, very good boy. That's right. Okay, pet. I want you to unbutton your shirt. Slowly. Take your time with it. Good. And then I want you to fold it very neatly. Take your time. I'm gonna have another sip of my wine while I watch you. And maybe I'll shift in my chair, uncrossing my legs and crossing them again. And then what I want you to do is to take that very neatly, tidy, folded shirt. I want you to put it on the shelf behind you. That's right. That's a good boy. You even came back to standing in your spot without me having to ask. Oh, I'm going to reward you so well for your obedience. I've trained you so well. If I'm honest, I'll have to let you know that it's getting me a little wet how well you listen without having to be asked. But I'm not going to tell you that yet. And look at you, my eyes going over your beautiful young chest. Your tight nipples getting hard in the room. It's a little cool in here, but not cold enough to cause them to become erect on their own. No, that and that growing bulge in your pants is letting me know how aroused you are by having me watch you. And give you a slight smile, and after a very long minute, I tell you, okay, pet, it's time to take off your pants now. I want you to do it very carefully, one leg at a time, after unzipping. That's right. And then I want you to very carefully fold those pants. Very good. Now, take those very well-folded, tidy pants and put them on the shelf behind you. As you come back to stand in your spot, that solo light shining over you, all that's left is that really lacy black thong I've made you wear all day. It leaves very little to the imagination, and you fill it out marvelously, although your current state of arousal has you kind of busting out of it a little bit. It almost looks uncomfortable, but that's okay. I tell you to turn around so I can look at you from the back. I take another drink of my wine. As you turn, the light overhead cascading over the broad contours of your back, the roundness of your ass, and down your thighs and calves. You are a beautiful specimen. Okay, pet. From that position, facing away from me, I want you to very slowly hook your thumbs on both sides of the thong by your hips, and very slowly wiggle them down to the floor, bending over with it, giving me a full view of your glorious ass. Oh my God, you're such a Good, good boy. Now just stay there, bent over, vulnerable, open, and exposed. I can see your balls contracting from here. You're so fucking hard. Do you feel the air whisking by your bear pucker? All right, pet. Stand up. And just kick those panties to one side. I think we're past decorum, don't you? Good boy. Now turn around and let me take a look at my cock. Yeah, because that is my cock after all, isn't it? Oh, it looks beautiful. It's so thick and hard right now for me. Okay. I want you to start slowly stroking yourself. That's right. Lightly and slowly. From the base to the tip and back. Oh, that's a good boy. Did my cock just leap in your hands? It's been a while since I've let you play with it, isn't it? What, has it been a week? 2 weeks? I've lost count, but it doesn't matter. Your pleasure's secondary anyway. We agree on that, don't we? Very good. Oh, are you whimpering? While you slowly stroke your cock in front of me, completely naked, with that solo light shining over you, and me sitting in the chair watching you. Okay, stop. That's right. That's a good boy. I uncross my legs and spread them wide in the chair. I wore my crotchless panties today. And only my thigh-high nylons. So you have a completely unobstructed view of my beautifully shaved, glistening pussy. You can look at it, I'll let you. It's nice, isn't it? I'm gonna slowly start touching myself. You don't get to touch yourself. You just get to stand there and whimper like a good little boy. That's right. Do you like this mature woman rubbing her pussy in front of you? I don't even break eye contact with you. As I touch myself. What is that? Is that a shiny drop of pre-cum leaking out of my cock? Okay, I want you to take that beautiful drop of pre-cum and lubricate the head of my cock with it and start pumping again. Yes. Oh, you look painfully hard. I can see your hips subconsciously and unwillingly bucking a little bit, wanting to bury yourself into one of my warm places. Not tonight, though. Tonight I'm playing with you. But I promise I'll make it worth your while. That's good. Oh, God. I see your balls rolling so tight against your body. They're aching and want to come. Stop. Good boy. I'm still touching myself, though. And it feels really good. With my free hand, while I finger my pussy, I take another sip of wine. Do you like watching me? I can see your cock. Oh, my cock. Dancing. Without even being touched, you are ready to come. Oh, but we have a long way to go before you get to. Oh, would you... A drop of my wine? I'm gonna take it and drip it over my pussy. Oh, my fucking God. You'd like nothing more than to stoop down here and lick it off, wouldn't you? But that would be being a bad boy, because I didn't give you permission to do that. And we both know that you're a good boy. That's right. Alright, start stroking again. But I want you to stroke fast. That's right. Fucking fast. Stroke my cock hard, but don't you dare come. Oh. You don't even want to know what I would do to you if you came. If you made my cock come before I'm ready for it. That's right. That's right. Fast, fast whimper. Oh, God, I love it when you come unglued like that. I rub my cunt harder and faster. Oh, in time with your strokes. Yes, yes, yes. Stop. Oh, my God. Are you crying? Are you practically crying? Oh, am I torturing you? Are you begging me to let you come? I'm sorry, not yet. We have a ways to go. That's right. Just keep watching me. I'm gonna stop fingering myself. And I'm gonna lick my cunt juices off my fingers. Oh, did you just whimper? Did you want to have a taste? I'm sorry, not yet. That's just for me to enjoy, to savor. And believe me when I tell you, it tastes fucking amazing. Alright, pet. It's time to stroke my cock again, but we're going to play a little game. I want you to stroke it hard, tight, and fast. One time, go. Good. Two times, go. We're gonna go to 10. 3. Oh my God, I'm getting so fucking wet watching you struggle. 4. Good boy. 5. Oh my God, you are leaking and dripping everywhere. You're making a damn mess on my floor. 6. Oh, good boy. Did you almost lose it there? 7. Oh my God. You are sweating profusely. You are writhing as you're standing in front of me. I think those 7 strong, tight strokes of that impossibly hard, throbbing cock almost did you in. But we're not done yet. 8. Oh my God, it is so good to watch you do this. Are you ready for what's next? We gotta get to 10. 9. Oh, my pet, you're doing so well. I have such a good treat for you if you get to 10. 10. God, you're swaying. Your knees are practically buckling under you, but you didn't come. I'm so proud of you, Pat. You've been an exceptionally good, good boy. I can't take it any longer. I get up out of my chair, and I walk over to you, and I give you a little kiss on your cheek and down your neck. Oh, I know how you love it on your neck. My lips brush against that sensitive skin. And then I look at you. I wipe my mouth. My sticky red lipstick smears onto my cheek. Sitting here watching you has been torture for me too, because I have to have your cock in my mouth. I kneel down and start sucking my cock. Oh my God, the howls you're making. Oh no, I didn't say you could come yet, pet. I'm benevolent, but I'm not that benevolent. I'm gonna torture you a little bit with my mouth. I take you all the way back into the back of my throat. Oh my God. The head of your throbbing cock almost making me gag, certainly making my eyes water. I look up at you, my big eyes looking at you, a little bit of my mascara running. And I take you into my mouth again. Oh, you don't get to come yet. I haven't told you to come yet, pet. Oh God, you're whimpering and whining and leaking everywhere. This is just how I love you. Your cock is glistening with your pre-cum and my spit. I take it in one hand and start stroking it as I lean down further and take the broad part of my tongue and lap your balls. I take one of them into my mouth. Oh, did that just pop out of my mouth? How did that feel? Oh my God, your whole body shook. I think I'll do it again. I'm so mean. I take you straight back down my throat again. Pat, you've been such a good boy. Should I let you come? Do you want to come now? Should I let my cock come? All right, Pat. The next time I take you in my mouth, I want you to shoot your big, thick, creamy load down my throat. Are you ready? Oh, let's go. As always, you are delicious. How was it, pet? Did it feel good to finally come after such a long time? You were such a very good boy. You were my special boy. And after playing with you, I feel so much better. Thank you. You've made me very, very happy. Oh, wait, look. I think we missed a little bit of cum on your cock. Don't move. I'm gonna get it with my tongue. Is your head sensitive? Oh, I did edge you a while. Let me blow on it. Oh my god, you're twitching. Should I be mean and pump you vigorously after you've come like that with your impossibly sensitive head? Oh, and have you crying and moaning and squirming? Not tonight, I think. Maybe another night. I have different plans for you. You'll see. Back as you were in your spot. I know it's hard to stand after coming that hard, but I need you to be a good boy. I'm gonna go back to my seat. I think I'm gonna leave a wet mark on it, though, sitting there. That's okay, you can clean that up later. And I'm gonna finish the rest of my wine. And then we'll play again.